Hello.
Brian.
How's it going?
It's going good, man. How's your we're live, but how's your setup?
I think it's good. Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound okay. As long as I think you should be. What microphone are you on right now?
I got my Rode NT3.
That's a beautiful microphone, man.
Yeah, I got my friend let me use it cuz he lost mine, so
That's awesome. Okay, cool. And you got a local recording. This is behind the scenes for everyone in the community. There's like 75 people listening right now.
Yeah, yeah. Got it going in GarageBand.
Awesome, man. That's the way you do podcasts. Well, I actually have to start it like I would start it. All right.
There we go.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Podcast Dude, episode 62. My name is Aaron Dowd, and I've got a special guest with me today, Mr. Brian Sanders. Brian, say hello.
Hi, Aaron.
Thanks for joining me today, man. So you started a startup recently, and along with that, you started a podcast to tell your story, the growth of your little company. And the coolest thing for me watching you do this is that like you don't have a ton of previous experience, but you dove in and you did a really good job with it. I was really impressed when I took a listen to it. It's called Building Nextcast. And what you're trying to do is build a new podcast app and platform to make podcasting better. You're passionate about podcasting in the same way that I am. And so we connected. You reached out to me after hearing me talk about how to get on shows to get interviews. And I was just like, yes, you're doing it right, man. You're doing it right. So we actually had a call. It was a great conversation. And I wanted to have you on today to talk about, first off, what you're doing with Nextcast. And then also just what you've learned so far, where you came from, and what the future looks like for you. Because I think you're kind of in the middle of a lot of things in California, and that it's all very exciting for me. So thank you for joining me today, man.
Yeah, sure. This is awesome. Thanks for having me. Yeah, a lot going on here. So I guess I'll start. A lot of questions there. I'll start with...
Hang on a second. Before you start, I actually have to play my intro music.
Okay.
But then we'll jump in. So I had to, I have to cut you off. How's your morning so far, man?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, just early Monday, just ready to go.
Woo! I love Mondays. All right, so welcome to the Podcast Dude, episode 62. My name is Aaron Dowd. I help people make great podcasts. That's what I try to do. That's what I love doing. And joining me today is Brian Sanders of Nextcast. Brian, so you're trying to build a podcast app and maybe a platform. There's a lot of things going on. Can we go back? Maybe let's spend 4 or 5 minutes talking about where you came from, like your journey to where you are right now.
Yeah, sure. I grew up in Hawaii, so that was interesting.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it was really cool. Got into UCLA for mechanical engineering. So I came here in 2002 to LA, and I've been here ever since. And I started in the engineering world. I actually got to build some rides for Universal Studios and Disneyland.
That sounds like it could be a whole nother podcast episode
by
itself. Oh,
yeah. That was awesome. We built a new... I was in charge of a whole attraction at Universal Studios Singapore, and got to design all that in 3D and kind of get into all that fun, you know, engineering world and rides. But I didn't really like it that much. After that company went out of business during the recession. Mm. I got to do another company that was kind of similar. And then I realized that's when I found podcasting, actually. I was sitting there building 3D models, working at the computer. It was kind of boring. And I just listened to podcasts, and I kind of thought, there's a better way to listen. So that kind of started my journey, and I just being kind of by myself listening to podcasts all day long, 8 hours a day. I was laughing in my little cubicle. People didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what podcasts were. Then I realized I was more entrepreneurial, and I like to design and, you know, be more creative. And I started doing that on the side, and then I started doing that for other people, and they started paying me. I joined up with another entrepreneur, developer guy, and we started just building whole products for people around LA and then some in New York and Chicago, and just started building a little business around that. And then, so yeah.
Did that for a while, right?
Yeah, I did that for a couple of years. I kind of, you know, it took a while to figure it all out because I was just kind of learning it on my own. And I then got a job out of that. One of our clients hired me on, and then we started working at a tech company in Santa Monica that was, you know, a real funded, bigger company. So mm-hmm. then I got to learn a lot more about the, you know, the processes of building technology and managing an engineering team and all that kind of stuff. So I got to learn a lot more, but still I had projects on the side, right? So I had an app that was kind of like Instagram for writing. So you post stories, you post a photo with stories and you add chapters, you know, people would comment and follow you, like the same kind of idea as Instagram, but just for the writing community. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just did that on the side. And then I decided to sell it to a private company, and they kind of kept it going, and I quit my job, and I finally figured out this whole podcast idea that has been in the back of my mind for so long.
Yeah. So it sounds like, and this is something we talk a lot about, because in our community, there are a lot of people who are working day jobs that maybe are related to what they enjoy doing, or maybe they don't find they enjoy it as much anymore. So a lot of people want to quit and go freelance and do their own thing and kind of start their own journey. And so it really sounds like, and I don't remember where I heard this or if we talked about this, but it sounds like you worked the day job for a few years and you saved up a ton of money so that when you quit, you kind of strip back your expenses so you could support yourself while you were doing your own thing.
Exactly. Yeah. The biggest thing is learning how to pretend you're not making a lot of money, and even if you are working a good job, and just saving the rest.
That's very long-term focus, man. I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of discipline. And I said in my podcast, yeah, pretending like I was making minimum wage. I mean, I just lived, but I was really happy. I have a couple roommates from Hawaii that I grew up with, and we have a great time. And if you can, you know, get more out of life than spending money. It wasn't like I was being like a cheap bastard, you know, not, you know, if we went out, I went out. I never skimped, you know, but.
But it just in general, you it is important that if you're trying to go freelance and you're trying to start your own company or whatever it is that you're doing that isn't a secure paycheck, then that you were practicing for that while you were also working a day job. And I know that's not super related to podcasting, but I think it's really, really important. And it's being like that is actually one of the reasons I'm here today doing this kind of stuff, the podcast editing and helping people make podcasts, is because I learned by necessity actually earlier in my 20s to save money and not to go crazy and to really think about what was important for me to spend money on. Because there are a lot of things that we can spend money on, but there are better ways and better choices to make, better things to invest in and things to not spend money on, so that you can have that money later to enable you to pursue your dreams. So
yeah.
So you had this idea, you quit your job, you had this idea to work on a podcast app, maybe even a platform. I think was that in your mind when you started, or was that more of a recent development?
Well, I didn't pursue it full on until I put that whole platform bigger picture together. Mm. So I kind of was like, oh, what if, you know, you could listen to podcasts and it was more interactive, or there's more features, or why isn't anyone building a better podcast app and all that kind of thing. But I didn't realize, I couldn't figure out how to make it a business. And it seems like not many other people have. The podcasting industry is weird, right? And so
it's hard.
Yeah. There's not, you know, it's growing though, and it's hard to put together the business model. So the day that I thought of the business model, I kind of figured it out. That's the day I started focusing on this for real and kind of put everything else on the side.
So how long after that did you start working on your very own podcast to kind of tell the story of what you're doing?
That wasn't for about 5 months. So now it's one of those things where now it's happening. It seems like, oh, of course we're going to do this. And if we didn't do this, it seems like it's not even possible. Right. It's at this point, if it seems looking back, it's like we couldn't do this without the podcast. It doesn't even make sense. It's like, you know, it's like crazy to think that we could start this without trying to tell our story and get people involved. And, you know,
well, but here's the thing. I think you could. And I think a lot of people do. I think there are so many people that have stories, but they don't document it in any way. If someone's listening to this and they're not writing, they're not publishing blog posts, or even if they're not journaling, like a lot of people don't journal, you have a story. You're going through this period in your life where you're trying to start a company and you're trying to create this app, and you're documenting it so anyone can hear it. So even later, if you go back, you can listen to it and kind of, it's just really cool to have that laid out and recorded in audio. So if you don't mind, I'm going to play a clip from the very first episode.
Sure.
Where you actually jump on on a call with your partner. What was his name? Troy?
Troy, yeah.
Troy, yeah. So let's play. I hope I get the sound levels right. It's coming out of my iPhone. So hang on one second. This is a clip from the first episode of your podcast, which is Building Nextcast, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll include links to that in the show notes, which are at thepodcastdude.com/62. Okay, let's listen to this, because I like this.
Okay, so we should have our own podcast. Like, we can tell the story of building Nextcast, and the community can give us feedback. Like, they can help shape the product as they listen week to week, you know?
Wow, man. Yeah, but I mean, didn't startup already do this?
Oh yeah, they did.
Journalists too.
Startup is a podcast about Alex Bloomberg starting his podcast company.
I like startup.
Oh yeah, it's the best. We are taking the road they ultimately decided not to go down. We're building technology instead of just producing content.
It'll be different, you know. It'll be raw and unfiltered, and I mean, I think it'll be good.
Troy and I discussed the details for a bit longer as I tried to convince him that we could pull this off.
And I do. Do you even know what program to use?
Yeah, I'm recording this right now.
What?
This is it, man.
Oh my God, dude. That's crazy. Are you serious?
I'm Brian Sanders, and I'm building a company called Nextcast with two other guys in Los Angeles and one in Australia. We're huge fans of podcasts, but we think there's a better way for everyone to experience them. We're going to share our journey as we go and want you, the listeners, to help us shape our product and make podcasting better for everyone.
Yeah, dude, like, I really, really like that. And the narrative style of podcasting that you did right there, where you have a call going on and then you duck it underneath your voice and you add some narration and then you drop the music in and you're like patching it all together. That is hard to do. That is time consuming.
Yes, definitely time consuming.
And you actually made it sound good. And listening through the series that you have so far, I think you have 7 episodes so far.
Yeah. Plus a little intermission episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just curious, and because we talked about this, but I don't think the listeners know. What do you have a background with working with audio at all?
No, in high school I worked in video, so I think that really helped me. I did some videos for my school, and you know, me and a partner made something that was shown from our 7th through 12th grade, and we learned how to edit and do all that, even on analog equipment. We were using back in the day, so
with the mini videotapes, mini cassettes or something.
Yeah, we did this thing with the blur, and we had a joystick to control where the blur was on the screen. Like, it was analog. Like, you had that really helped. And so I haven't done anything since then, but I always think I can teach myself anything, and I think most people can, right? You just got to start doing it, right? You just start learning it, and it's really easy these days with all the tools online. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. And yeah, you're doing a great job. I know that I've said that a lot, but let's, but let's go back to the, you can learn this stuff yourself. You can do it yourself. I think that mindset of I'm going to figure this out, I'm going to make stuff happen, that for whatever reason, I mean, I've always kind of been that way too, but I know a lot of people aren't. And so So let's talk about, I want to talk about the Planet of the Apps show.
Mm.
So this is a show that Apple's doing that you're trying to get on. But let's go over the history of what's happened so far before we get to that point. So you got a couple of guys together. You're working on developing this little startup. And you started your podcast. So you're telling your story as you're going. And you're meeting people. You're going out to talk to people. Kind of fill in the details to get to the point of where you're now trying to get on this this show for that Apple's doing for app developers.
Yeah. So yeah, we had an interesting process of kind of getting the team together, because as a non-developer, it's always really hard to get developers on your team. It's mm-hmm. it's like the number one goal of your life, and you don't want to hire people from other countries. It never really works out well, and good people who are great developers always have jobs.
And are very expensive.
Very expensive. So there's just really, it seems like there's
it's
no
hard.
Options.
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to ask you about that. Because as of right now, I don't know if it's something you want to get into, and I can edit this part out, but do you have enough money, enough funding to pay a full-time developer?
No. Well, Troy has a good job. So he's busy all day at his great finance job, and he has some mm-hmm. money, but we're not paying anyone. We're just finding people who are in it for equity. And you could put this
passion,
in. I mean,
basically.
We really, if our next episode, well, our next episode is this crazy war about 9 months of a battle with these teens in the Philippines, these like little gamer kids that have my Nextcast Twitter handle. And we've been in this crazy journey for 9 months trying to get it back from them. So that's our next episode. But after that is about getting our new CTO. So we have a CTO who's in it for equity. You know, we don't have to pay him. He's, you know, he's just in it for the long haul, and he wants to just work for equity and not money.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's so I'm thinking back, because just a little side rail right here. I always feel like I want to be paid for work that I do. But at the same time, there are things that when I started editing podcasts, for example, the very first show I edited was not for pay. It was very much like I started a podcast with some people I knew online, and they needed someone to edit the show. And because I was interested in it and curious about becoming a podcaster, basically, then I was willing to do it for not money, for not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we don't need to talk too much about that. But anyways, I'm glad you found someone, because that can be really, really hard. I know, you really have to, you know what? I want to ask you this. Did he listen to your podcast? Do you know?
He did not initially, but the fact that we had it was big. You know, so
that is huge.
That is huge. So I could point it to him, and then he's like, oh, okay, these guys are legit. They're actually doing it. So, but yeah, people have been coming through every week that have listened to the podcast. So it is really helping. And there's another developer who wants to join on, who happens to be in LA, who's just found us and is listening and just wants to be part of the journey. So it's huge.
Yeah. And that's just what I want to underscore. It's one thing to be a stranger and just some random guy emailing people on the internet and saying, hey, help me with my project. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different thing if you open up and you share your journey and you share what you're struggling with and you share where you are and where you're planning to go. It really rallies people around you. And this is not just for startups or for businesses or for whoever. Like, this can just be a single person. You will make connections. Like, people will find you. You'll build this community. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because this is a perfect example of that. Like I know you now, and I'm, like you said, a ton of other people are reaching out to you because you just took the time to share what was going on.
Yeah,
it's so powerful.
It definitely is. That's what I'm saying, where if I can't imagine not doing this, you know what I mean? Mm. Looking back.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And just, there was different routes to go down. And I think the part where we're not afraid to show the shortcomings, right? And that was really important too, is realizing we didn't want to be like startup bros. Like, yeah, dude, we're killing it. Like,
the startup
money all day. Yeah, like this is going awesome. Like we, like everything we're doing is cool. It's sick. We were just like, hey, you know, I edited. People don't even realize that I edited that whole episode, the first episode of the pitch. I left all the bad parts. I made it sound worse than it probably was. But
no, okay, so we got to set that up for a second. So you actually went to pitch an investor.
He's not exactly an investor. His partner has like $100 million though. So
yeah.
So it was kind
of, you're trying to get funding.
It was a pitch. It was a pitch basically.
So you recorded it, and then you included that in, what was it, the second episode of your podcast?
That was the first one, actually.
First episode, okay. I'm it's been a few weeks now. So, but you're saying that you left the rough parts in because really people relate to struggles.
Yeah.
It's not like winning all the time isn't super interesting for most people unless you take it and you explain how, but it grabbed me. It really did. The first episode was like instantly attention. Oh, this is really interesting. And I'm pretty harsh on podcasts. Like I won't talk smack to people about their podcast, but at the same time, I'm choosy about what I listen to, and I really enjoyed your show. So you tried to talk to this guy and you left some of the bad stuff in.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important.
Yeah. And it was weird because I've only had one bad podcasting experience so far. All the other podcasts I've been on or talked to have been amazing. But this one guy, I was on his show, his like sidekick guy, thought that I was the worst salesman pitch guy ever because he listened to that first episode and he heard me like kind of stumbling around. And then on the show, he's like, wow, so you're like the worst salesman ever. So what do? You don't build the technology and you like couldn't even get through a simple sales pitch. Like, what do you even do? I was like, whoa, man, like, whoa, you got to calm down. For one thing, I edited that episode. You think like some stranger just filmed it and then left that all in? Like, I don't know. It was weird.
Well, did you find it hard to put out those imperfections and those mistakes?
Yeah. I mean, I regret it sometimes. And I think like, wow, we kind of look like idiots. You know, what about these? There could be VCs listening and maybe they're just discounting us. It's like, okay, cool. It's a better story maybe, but maybe I'm losing my chances at investment. So I think about it all the time. I'm like,
so there's still a lot of self-doubt there.
Yes. I'm thinking of, can I like pull the episode, re-edit it and put it back? Like, is that possible? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, you could, it's your show, man. You can do whatever you want.
And
with
it'll stay back in episode one at that date that I originally published it at.
If you're talking about just editing and re-uploading a file.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should.
All right, maybe you shouldn't have told me that because I was... I'll just leave it how it is.
So let's circle back to making things happen for yourself because I believe that you, like me, like to make things happen. You like to go out and pursue your dreams. So you told me a story the other day on the phone. You're trying to get on Planet of the Apps. Can you explain why and then also maybe just a brief overview of what that is in case anyone has not heard it yet?
Yeah. It was really lucky. My friend works for Apple and told me about it the last second. So to show, Apple hasn't released all the details, but they're kind of producing it with will.i.am. They got some other big names like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gary Vee's going to be on it.
Who's that?
Gary Vee.
Oh yeah. Gary Vaynerchuk is.
Vaynerchuk. Yeah. We're fans.
So yeah, it's huge. Big names. They haven't really told us the exact format of the show, but it sounds a little bit like Shark Tank, maybe a little bit of reality show, kind of following app builders around. And then you get mentorship and you pitch them and eventually someone wins. And I think a couple of the winners at least will get in a special portion of the iTunes store and get featured and get money and all that kind of stuff.
So it sounds like a pretty great opportunity. So you pursued it.
Yeah.
So you told me you went and you drove across town to go audition?
It was this weird event. So right before the event, my friend told me about it and I went over there with my partner and will.i.am was there and he talks about, you know, what he wanted to see. And there was a bunch of casting agents and it was weird. There was this little casting area that no one was really paying attention to. Everyone was like trying to talk to will.i.am or just nervously milling around and like getting a beer or something. And I told my partner, Trump, like, we got to just charge these guys. Like, we got to, you know, just be cool, like just sound like we're doing something awesome. And did that. We finally found the guy, and then it was like really weird. We finally got him to sit down with us, and he ended up being the lead casting agent. We're just like, hey, you know, we're building something cool. Podcasts are awesome. He didn't even listen to podcasts. So we had to let him realize like podcasts are big. People listen. It changes their lives. You learn. We're going against Apple. Apple has their own podcast app already. You know, this is interesting. This is good TV. We're going against Apple, who's producing the show. And we're doing a podcast about us building this podcast. Like, it's already an audio reality show. Like, we're already doing this. And he's like, wow. He's like, all right, let's go. I'm going to skip you ahead of the casting process. Make me a 10-minute video. I'm going to show it. You know, I'm going to skip you ahead. We made this whole 10-minute video that I sent you. A little awkward because we were trying to be like pump ourselves up a little bit and make ourselves more interesting. But yeah, it went really well. They emailed us the next day. They wanted headshots. He wanted to see our app. He's like, my boss has wanted to see your app already. Can you show it to me now? And I said, no, it's not ready. And yeah, so we're just waiting. So the other people finally, the general crowd finally turned in all their 1-minute videos as of a few days ago. So now they're finally got them all in, and we'll see.
Well, I hope it goes well for you, man. And I just want to, the takeaway here is that you could have just been like, oh, you know, our app isn't ready yet. I don't know. We're probably not going to win this. And you could have stayed home, but instead you pushed through and you drove across town and you did the work and you tried to find people. Like, you tried to talk to the casting agent. You're trying to make stuff happen. And I think that kind of, I just wanted to highlight that for the listener, that it's just really, really important to go out and make things happen and not just wait for good things to happen to you.
Yeah, there was a specific moment where I had a beer, you know, we're sitting there, we're a little bit nervous, and it could have gone either way. We could have been like, hey, Troy, like, we could just turn in our 1-minute video and, you know, maybe we'll get noticed. Or we could just go talk to this guy right now, you know? And I remember that moment, so I'm really happy we chose the latter.
Yeah, yeah. And it's scary, but this is something I say a lot, like, if you're not uncomfortable, then you're not growing. You're not trying new things.
Yeah.
Like I've been working a lot on video lately, and it's very uncomfortable for me because there's a lot of things I don't know. But I'm learning and I'm getting better at it, and things are happening because of that. So that's really exciting. So what's happening next? Like, what are you going to be working on in the future, and what do you see as the future for yourself in this little company?
Yeah. Well, we finally got our team together. We're finally moving. You know, we had a lot of hiccups, as people will hear if they listen to the
that
podcast.
That happens sometimes.
But now we're finally moving. Things are back on track. We're just trying to make a product. I guess I didn't exactly explain the product to people who have no idea what we're doing, other than we're trying to make podcasts better for everyone. I mean, that's our overarching goal. But
hey, me too.
But yeah, what specifically are we doing? We have an app that brings content right in the app. A lot of people have show notes. You have show notes, and you bring people to your site, but not everyone's going to do that. So we want to put them right in the app, show the visual content. You can see a photo of your guest. You can, if the guest is trying to promote something, you can put that in there. You can link to your own products. You can do, it's just all right in the app. It's also summarized at the end, because a lot of people, you know, you're podcasting, you're doing something else. But then when you're done, you want to see what you heard about like 15 minutes ago, or, oh, that, what was that thing 5 minutes in, or whatever. You can just scroll through a list, click through it. We're also adding like discussions, comment threads. Like,
yeah, you had an idea for commenting that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I think podcasts are going to be the best place to have discussions on the internet, or discussions around podcasts. YouTube is like the lowest form of comments. It's just trolls and like haters saying nothing, right? And then some on blogs, I guess some people comment. You know, there's all these different comment areas, but it doesn't seem like any of them are that great. But podcast audience, everyone's really passionate, right? And they're really enthusiastic about the shows they listen to and the guests. And to me, it seems like the best place to have discussions.
Yeah, and ARC, the Sean West community, the community that we're streaming live to right now, we do something similar with this where we have a chat room where we talk, and a chat room doesn't do it justice. an amazing chat application where we can talk about the topics and things, and we revisit stuff a lot. But it almost sounds like, and as we're talking about this, I was thinking about SoundCloud, how SoundCloud has the little comments that you can drop into the for the timestamp. Yeah. Like you choose a time, you drop a comment. But the problem with that is that that's not really a discussion. That's more of just a one-time single thing. So the idea of having the ability to comment on a podcast episode at different places and go back and forth, I think that could be really interesting. I've had really good luck with my YouTube video so far. I don't think I've gotten any negative or trollish comments, and I've gotten quite a few comments on a lot of my videos. So I don't know if it has to do with the content or the type of content. Maybe certain kinds of content attract more negative people. I don't really know. But either way, I think that's a really interesting idea. So it sounds like you got a lot of work ahead of you, though.
Yeah, it's just the beginning, and it's going to take a while. But I think we're positioned in a good way where my team kind of does have their own jobs, and that could be seen as a downside. They're like, oh, well, they're not focused on it, or they have a career. But that's going to help us last a long time without investment if we don't get it, and I can last a while by myself and I could be full-time, and we're just gonna see what happens, just get advice from the community, what they want to see built, what kind of features they want, and it can take years, but I'm ready for that.
Yeah, I like that mentality, man. Like we always say here that you have to show up every day for 2 years before you expect to see any results, and I think sometimes it takes even longer than that, but you're going to be learning a lot in the process. You'll make some mistakes, and you'll document them for other people to learn from. And I think that's really exciting. So we had a question before we step out. We had a question from listener Alex Castro. He asked, so would it be advised to document the development of a brand, maybe on a YouTube or a blog instead of podcasting? He says, sharing the journey as I go seems super scary.
Mm-hmm. It is scary. And yeah, I think YouTube, it might fit better if you have a more visual thing like a brand. And if you're already, good at doing video or stuff like that, then why not? And it will be scary, but you'll realize soon that it doesn't really matter. I've only gotten positive feedback. It's seriously 99.9% positive, except for that one weird sidekick guy on the podcast.
Who sounds like he just kind of wanted to make fun of you because you're trying stuff.
Yeah, well, he's just a hater. I kind of know who he is, and he just doesn't do anything himself. He's like a real nerdy guy who hasn't, really built anything of his own. So he's just a hater, you know what I mean? So I don't worry about that guy.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, don't worry about those kind of people. And I will say Alex is a phenomenal graphic designer, visual designer. His work is just like stunning. And so I do think, Alex, that sharing your story in a video format or blogging, yeah, because you can take pictures, and I mean you could do that in podcasting too, put it in your show notes. I think it's all like the lines for me personally, the lines between blogging and podcasting and making video are starting to blur.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm starting to think of these things just as sharing a message or telling a story, and less as like, oh, this is its own thing. It's very much its own thing. But if you start off by writing a blog post, you've got these words, you can then record yourself speaking into a microphone, reading the words out loud, and that's a podcast, or you could record yourself saying those words into a video camera, and that's a video. Like, and there's different formatting and different editing that you can do, but it's all the same thing, right? It's what it comes back to is being willing to open up and share your experiences and share your story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you build community, and that's how you attract like-minded people and make friends, and opportunities come from that. I've been saying this for a while, but I just really wanted to reiterate on that. So I encourage everyone listening to this, even if you think you don't have a story or an interesting story, you do. You do. You'll find it.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
Just start doing it. And you'll find as you go. It took us a few months to just put together everything, and before we even went live with it. So you kind of find as you go, you write ahead, and it's definitely, no one's ever regretted doing this, I don't think. No one's ever like, why did I do this? It's always like, wow, this was great.
Awesome. So can we talk about your gear just super quick? Because I'd hate to let an episode go without doing that. What do you use to record and edit?
So yeah, I have this, the Rode NT3 my friend gave me, which is great. He also gave me this old mixer. It's like this Alesis, like old school mixer, multi-mix, you know, what is it? Multi-mix 8. It's probably from like the 90s. It's funny. See, I just have this ragtag bit of equipment. I have GarageBand, which is free on my computer. And I just kind of make it happen. I use tools like Alphonic online.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And I like Zencastr for recording audio. It, you know, records high quality audio and saves it to Dropbox for you.
Yeah, so, that's great.
Yeah. So I just kind of patch it together and figure it out. So I guess what I'd say is you don't always have to have the best equipment, right? You just use what you can, figure it out, use a free tool, and just make it happen.
Awesome. Well, and so you did some, I didn't play it, but I had a clip from you interviewing people out in the field. Do you just use your phone when you're like walking about and doing interviews?
Yeah, most of that was just with my phone. I have this Audio Technica A2020 USB. So that plugged into my computer, and I would take that if I knew I was going to do a recording with someone. But
okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, so the NTG3, the shotgun mic you have, is fairly expensive, but that's not the point. The rest of your gear is pretty normal, lower-end stuff, not super expensive stuff, and you're still doing a great show with it. So again, I've been thinking about this a lot lately too, how I think most of the audio problems with a lot of podcasts is actually human error and not equipment deficiency.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. It's not using a pop filter or setting the input gain levels wrong or, you know, messing up somehow in editing. So you don't have to have the most expensive gear to get started and tell your story.
Yep. I agree.
Awesome, man. So where can people go if they want to follow along with your journey, if they want to follow you online? What's some good places for them to find you?
Yeah, buildingnextcast.com and at buildingnextcast on Twitter. And Nextcast is just NEXCAST.
That's messed me up a couple times because there is a NEXTcast.com and it's not you.
Yeah, so yeah, buildingnextcast.com, and that leads us to nextcast.co.
Awesome. Awesome. So before we go, anything else you want to say?
No. I mean, I just love the podcasting community, and everything's been great since I started doing this, and I hope people will reach out and just, you know, say, hey, this is a feature I'm looking for, right? That's helpful to me. You know, what do you want to see in a podcast app or platform, or as a podcast host, what do you need? As a listener, what do you need? Just stuff like that.
That's great. I mean, being open to feedback and talking to people, and it sounds like you're having conversations with a lot of people, which is really important. So yeah. I bet, really, that's great. And so I encourage people to get in touch with Brian, say hi, reach out to him, follow him on Twitter. And thanks so much for coming on the show today, man. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. It was really fun.
All right. So I guess I got to talk to the listener now. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Brian and I. If you've enjoyed this podcast, this episode, you can help this the show out by heading over to thepodcastdude.com/iTunes. And if you want to get around more people with this kind of growth mindset and the entrepreneurial spirit, I highly recommend checking out seanwest.com. for more shows like this, more great podcasts, and we have a fantastic online community, a membership you can join and be part of. The people here, just fantastic, smart. I've learned a ton. I've been encouraged. They are kind of responsible for getting me into making online courses and shooting video and writing more. And I just get all kinds of great feedback and help with everything that I'm struggling with. So definitely seanwest.com. Check that out. It's my favorite website. And yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, if you have questions, I'm Aaron at thepodcastdude.com. I think that's pretty much it, man. I got to switch back on my soundboard app to the outro music. Let's see. I don't know if we have any questions. If anyone else has any other questions, drop them in the chat. But, it's so awkward trying to end a show when you're not sure if you have questions or not. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I don't know if I'm just like, thanks for coming on my show, Brian.
Yeah.
We'll do a little short casual after show. We'll be right back. I know, man. Do you have any questions for me?
I probably do. I just haven't thought of them right now.
All right. Well, I was going to say, I was thinking about this. I got really fortunate, or I am really fortunate to have been able to spend a bunch of time helping other people make podcasts before making my own.
Mm-hmm.
I got to learn what all the mistakes were, what all the problems were, what worked and what didn't work. So I had a leg up when I was starting, but I think it's really interesting that that you chose to start with the most difficult kind of podcast, which is the narrative and like tons of editing and having to choose music for the various transitions and things like that. So once again, props. I said that like 12 times.
Oh, it's all right. Thank you so much.
I just get excited because so many people are so hesitant to even start a podcast like this, where you just talk to people or you write a blog post and you talk about it. And it's just really exciting for me to know and to meet someone who is just like, nah, screw it. Like, I'm just going to dive in. I'm going to do the hardest thing possible and make it work.
Yeah. I think more people should do that. And yeah, it did take me a while. I mean, as I said, it took a couple months to just gather everything together. You know, we did all this for, it was seriously like 2 months. I realized I had this opportunity to go up and pitch, started recording that, putting together our whole story, tons of brainstorming, tons of Google Docs. I don't know. Yeah, it was a journey. So I don't think everyone has enough time to do all that. I think that's, I was really lucky to have enough time. Well, I quit my job. Yeah, I created time.
Yeah.
So that was my unfair advantage. But if other people, I think you could do it if you just spend your weekends, if you just really like to do it. Yeah, I don't see why anyone couldn't do this.
Yeah, it does come back to time. You have to say no to a lot of things, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you might not have a social life. I talked about that in episode one. I kind of didn't have a social life for the past, 6 months. But
yeah,
it's a priorities. It's like, I don't care. I'll go out on, one night a week, but just, I'm not going to do anything else during the week. That's the kind of sacrifices you make. Like, I just only have a little bit of time at the very end of the night for your personal entertainment, watch TV for about 40 minutes. But other than that, you're just on a mission.
I like that. I like that. Well, and I hope some people get some ideas from this and get inspired by this. And I said in a previous episode that hearing from people who are trying and are achieving things is like kind of like being able to see their template for how they're getting stuff done. And I see this a lot, this idea of first sacrificing, making time, saving money, working a day job to cover your bills for a while so you can pursue the thing that you really, really love. It is all over the place, but I think there are still people that haven't heard it yet. So I'm glad, I'm glad you came on the show to share your experience and your story. And I'm really looking forward to hearing future episodes, man.
Yeah. Hopefully this will go on forever. My dream is to just keep this going. Right. And then one day, I'm like, Apple buys us and I'm still, podcasting about it.
And they'll be like, you can't do that podcast anymore.
Yeah, like our company rules say you can't do that. But whatever happens, and I want to go back and yeah, as you said, you can start from the beginning and hear it and have like this whole shaky start and see it through the end.
It is crazy. The first, I would say the first real podcast I was on was the Sean West podcast, episode one. I did like 20 episodes with him back in 2013. And I don't even like, I'm scared to go back and listen to it because I think I was really terrible as a podcaster back then.
You just got to jump in and do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, man. Well, thank you so much again for taking the time to come on, and, maybe, I don't know, maybe you can come back in a few months and tell me how things are going.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have some updates. Maybe not, you know, maybe.
So maybe next year, maybe 6 months, yeah. Who knows? Someday we'll be in touch.
Sounds great.
All right, dude. Well, yeah, I think that's it. Have an excellent day. Have an excellent rest of the week.
All right. Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
And I'll holler at you when the show's live.
All right, cool.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
All right, see ya.
All right, so that's it for me for today. Have an excellent rest of your day, evening, morning, whatever time zone it is. Get lots of work done. Hustle hard.